This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, this is the DJV experience with yours truly. I always loved it when television characters were on the air. They were announcers, and yours truly, that was the old expression. So yours truly, what does that mean? I guess I'm truly yours. Ladies, I'm yours. I'm all yours.
Oh, joy.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, motivating. That's the more, I think of all the things that I have been accused in a nice way of doing over the years, that people have said they thought this program was very motivating. And I think that's really kind of what, I believe that's a compliment. And I think what we do here is try to get people to act, to get going, to get thinking, to get feeling, to get your head in motion, your body in motion. Sometimes it's easier to be motivated by what somebody else does too. Once you see or hear, that person did that. Yeah, I can do that too. So how about we start that sort of a focus with the story of this 108-year-old Irish woman who says that she's only been to a doctor once in her life. Celebrated her 108th birthday, visited the doctor once in her entire life. She was born in 1909. Her name is Maude Nicole. Celebrated her latest birthday, surrounded by friends and family. One of the oldest people in Northern Ireland. I don't think she'd be one of the oldest people on the planet.
Yeah, you'd
actually
think.
She's been, she's seen four kings and one queen, 26 different British prime ministers in her life, 9 presidents of Ireland. She says, quote, I could probably get Jennifer or Victoria to act sound like an older lady. I don't feel my age in the slightest. In fact, I've never been good at doing voices. I don't feel my age. No, that doesn't sound.
Well, she doesn't feel her age, so
sound old.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, Jennifer, you play the part of Maude.
No, because she probably sounds like a nice lady, and
you sound like a nice lady.
Well,
Victoria?
I know, but
who's good at an Irish accent? Because
right. Victoria needs to do this because of the Irish accent.
Oh no, no.
Oh, come on, I'm a couple of killjoys.
Why don't you do it? It's your brilliant idea.
I've never
Why don't we say happy birthday?
I love how this is the most important part of the story.
I know, right?
Happy birthday to Maude. Happy birthday to Maude.
Yeah,
there he is, Miles.
I spent a few days with my pal Miles. Anyway, she said, my father loved to grow vegetables. Here we go, the garden. The garden full of vegetables every year. We never went short. When I was growing up where I lived, there's a countryside. I loved to go for long walks in the fresh air. I never had a bicycle, so I walked everywhere. I never married. Ooh. I was friendly with the odd one who was... That's so British. Friendly with the odd one here and there. And I never took him too seriously. An interesting lady. She lives alone in her own home. Wow. Talk about independence. It's very unusual.
Kidding.
Huh?
Yeah.
People that age to be that independent. She is a beloved member of her community, as you can imagine. She's a sage. She's the sage of her town. She says, everybody's very good to me. I couldn't have better neighbors, and the church elders are always popping in to see me. So the secret of her life is that she grew up on a sort of not a farm, but you remember, and not only over there, but it's more the case even now than it is here, but in our country even until about when I was a kid, most everybody or many of the people, the neighborhood that I still live in, where there were a number of farms, now there are only two, but the number of farms, everybody had a couple of dozen cows. And the milk went to a local dairy, and everybody bought their milk, processed milk, from that dairy, but everybody drank the raw milk. So that sort of thing, raw vegetables and raw milk are basically the same, you know, we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about something raw, it hasn't been cooked, it hasn't been processed, it hasn't had any outside influence on it.
Yeah.
And I believe that she's onto something there. I think you can, the problem is in our country, and over there probably too to a point, although they've outlawed GMOs, so they may have a better shot at it.
And pesticides and chemicals. Yeah. There's
right.
a whole lot that they're not exposed to that we are.
Yeah, right. And they don't have in Ireland, as I remember reading, and I think I saw this last year when I was in England, reading an article in one of the Sunday papers about the cancer rate. In England, the cancer rate is pretty high in the cities, especially in the industrial cities like Manchester and Birmingham.
Mm.
But when you get into Ireland and Scotland, amazingly different stats when it comes to cancer, heart disease, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Because they still live, many of them in the countryside, and they live the way this woman has lived her life.
Clean living.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting. Whenever you hear doctors on TV talk, and I've heard this probably my whole life, oh, these are the things you need to do to live to be 100. And she's doing every one of them. You know, eat raw vegetables, stay away from pesticides and chemicals, walk as much as possible, get out in the fresh air. No, there's no power lines above her, things like that. Don't get married. If you're a woman who never marries, you literally live. I think it's an average of 9 years longer than a woman who does get married. And men who get married actually live shorter. Men who get married live longer lives. Men who don't get married live shorter lives. But for women, I mean, this is like Grey Gardens. That's why she's 108. Plus, she's incredibly social. She's mixed in with the community every day. That's when we were talking about the basketball league for the elderly women last week. It's the same type of thing. That amount of social interaction is so important. She's checking all the boxes.
Yeah, it just underscores how easy it is. Even though life lasts longer, is the quality of life better? That's always the question that
right.
gets asked. And then in league with this, a study on vegetarian diets. This, we bring it back to our own routine here. There are some people who are questioning whether vegetarian diets, and I'm not suggesting, she didn't say she ate a vegetarian diet, she just said that the diet here in this circumstance
was probably very full of vegetables.
Was full
right.
of vegetables,
yeah.
Right. All right. So there's always this media feeding frenzy. I remember seeing in the last week or so, I think I saw this on Drudge, the scary mental, scary mental health risks of going meatless. There's an article in Women's Health magazine that came on the Drudge Report. And then once all of the reporters, you know, there is no unique reporting, reporters see stories someplace and then they want to go, you know, onto it. And so CNBC did a story about plant-based diets and how they hike mental health risks. CBS research points to mental health risks associated with meatless diet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
but what's like... Beyond the reporter stuff, but what's like the crux of this? Is it because there's a lack of protein in the diet, or
yes,
like what's the reason?
Well, I think in part that's the bottom line here.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of having meat or some sort of protein,
mm-hmm.
because your brain is built on protein, and our bodies basically need protein,
right?
So, strangely or interestingly enough, we need cholesterol. The right kind of fat needs to get into our head because
right.
the brain is mostly fat.
Right.
It needs to be the good fat in order for it. It needs to be omega-3, and you don't find omega-3s in meat. You find it in fish. So, people like me who have withstood the pressure of eating meat, other than my occasional...
Bacon.
But the idea of a strict vegetarian diet, is better for your lower body. In other words, if you could cut your head off and go from your neck down, vegetarian diet is better. But if you want to keep your brain healthy, you got to have those EPA omegas, the omega-3s especially, into your in your head.
So when my mom used to tell us we needed to eat fish because it was brain food, she wasn't wrong?
No, she's right.
I thought that was a ploy.
No, it is.
Eating your stinky fish?
Yeah. So it turns out in this study, ladies, that people who are neurotic are most... let me turn it around because it doesn't quite sound the way I want it to sound if I put it that way. But people who gravitate toward vegetarianism are more likely to be neurotic.
Like Woody Allen type?
Yeah.
Also, you just have more discipline and you're stricter, which adds to your neuroses probably a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Jennifer.
And you know what? Yeah, my vegan friends are all, I would say, definitely neurotic when it comes to any type of food issue. That's true.
I think anybody who's vegan is that's really hard.
It's hard.
You have to have a level of neuroses to keep
it's hard.
It is hard. All right, so anyway, there's the story. But combining that information with the lady who, and by the way, these studies that were done to determine the results of being a vegetarian were done in Australia, survey of over 1,000 women who took part in this, and there were 4,000 Germans who took part in the same study.
Hmm.
So that's where the information comes from.
Germany's a big meat-eating country, too, that's interesting.
A lot of pork.
Yeah.
I guess Australia probably is, too, right?
And I think I think Germans are, by design, almost neurotic. I say that because I have a lot of German blood in me, and perhaps I witnessed
you can speak for yourself.
Right. Well, not me. There's nothing neurotic about me. Are you kidding? Me? Neurotic?
Yeah, totally kidding.
Me having a neuroses?
Totally kidding.
Yeah. Come on, Jennifer, get a grip. 18 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. On summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, may I tell you a secret? But if I tell you, it won't be a secret any longer. It's 21 past the hour. You know that? It's out now everywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her.
That voice.
Someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Talking about the lady who's 108, Tony Bennett will be still singing on stages like the Hollywood Bowl when he's 108. 55 years ago, Bennett hit the Hollywood Bowl stage for the first time, kicking off the show in 1962 with Make Someone Happy. And appropriately wrapping things up on that show with The Party's Over. But it turns out the party was just beginning. He was 35 then when he made his Hollywood Bowl debut. And now at 90 years of age, he's back for his 16th and 17th shows at the Hollywood Bowl, performing with the L.A. Philharmonic. Says he's looking forward to the performance. Reflective is probably a good word for him, as he thought about the 15 appearances he'd already put in at the Bowl, including his cheek-to-cheek tour a couple of years ago with his friend Lady Gaga. And interestingly enough, Gaga is in the musical news today as well. We got a Gaga and Bennett song.
This is it.
Oh, this is it. Okay, yeah, let's listen to this for a second. Gaga.
Oh, I love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak.
Me too.
But it doesn't thrill me half as much.
I suppose they got together. Who introduced the two of them and got this idea rolling? Anybody know the story of how they got together?
She grew up listening to Tony Bennett, which is, you know, as an Italian kid in New York, that's pretty much standard.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So, but I think that probably through her fame and management, she wanted to meet him, and they became fast friends.
Yeah, they sure have. He's going to be 91 in August next month.
Still sounding good.
Boy,
and she just knows how to reinvent herself and continuing. She always finds depth, which I really admire about her.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jennifer. Yeah. When you're dancing, cheek to cheek, I could sing with her, Gaga. Well, let's set up an album for me and Gaga to do together.
All right. Well, you have to make sure she finds the pitch first, right? And then you can hop on.
Well, she finds the pitch. Well,
she'll draw you a map on how to find the pitch.
Hit the note. Hit the notes. It will be right there. So let's flash back a bit with Gaga in February when she gave the performance of her greatest hits at the Super Bowl halftime performance. It wasn't just her fans who were impressed. The Television Academy pretty impressed with it as well. Gaga and Fox and the NFL, the rest of the team behind the Super Bowl halftime performance, got an Emmy nomination. Not just one, but six. A record six Emmy nominations. The halftime show is up for Outstanding Special Class Program against other large-scale productions like the Oscars and the Tonys and things like Hairspray Live. When it comes to some of the recent Super Bowl halftime performances, Katy Perry's team won a couple in, 2015? Don't she? And nobody thought she was that special, but people really do. Is it the likability quotient as much as anything else? Katy Perry's just not likable, but Gaga seems to be. Is that part of it, do you think, when it comes to things
like
this?
I think Gaga's a little more talented. I mean, she can do... I mean, not that to take anything away from Katy Perry, but...
Why?
You know, I mean, Lady Gaga can do a lot of different things.
Yeah. She said, she tweeted after the news broke, "I'm so proud of House and House of Gaga and the entire Super Bowl halftime team. We're so grateful to be nominated for six Emmys, most ever. Thank you." Yeah. Good for her and good for them. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, socializing your pet. You know, talking, listening, hugging, and kissing are all wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, and experiences that are unfamiliar and therefore potentially frightening to your dog or cat. Because you live in a neighborhood, it's vital for your pet to be acquainted with and comfortable around the variety of sounds and activities. Many dogs and cats are comfortable in their own territory, but panic-stricken when they go out in the street. Even a dog that regularly hears other dogs barking, the rumble of rush hour traffic, the clang of fire engine sirens and trucks from the vantage point of his high-rise terrace, has no way of dealing with these noises and these sight sounds when he's down there on the street in the midst of all the racket. An undersocialized pet, one kept alone in the house or yard because his owners either aren't around to take him out or never think about exposing him, will have a hard time adjusting. It's important to socialize your pets to whatever area you live in, socialize them with other people, socialize them with other pets, and socialize them with noises in your neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of $95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Weirdness continues on the DJV Experience. You can find us anytime. This was actually kind of cool, working out some of the things on the new website and how you're just going to be able to click onto a spot on the website and go right to TuneIn Radio. When we've gone off the air, you can go listen to the whole program. Just going to Doug Steffen now. You can do that now, but we have a click through. Wow. That's I know the ladies are laughing at me under their breath because this is such fantastic technology. Okay, yeah. So, moving into areas that are one of these this sort of stuff that happens in life that you think, huh? How can it be that this is reality? Thus the story of this fellow contractor who was on the job this fellow who got stuck inside an ATM room. Is that what they call it? I didn't know they called them ATM rooms. We go into the ATM machine?
He was behind it.
Yeah.
Well, he was behind it.
Right.
What was he doing? Well, he was trying to set it up, right? Yeah. So what happened? He got locked into the room and couldn't get out.
This story cracks me up.
I know. So tell the story. I love it when you start laughing. I love your both of you. I don't know about Kara's laugh, but I really like
in a
negative sense. It's just that you
have... How else am I supposed to take that? I like your guys' laugh, but Kara, don't know how I feel about that.
Don't be so sensitive. It's
okay. I'll remind you of that next time you get all offended when we laugh at you.
Yeah.
But
well, anyway, this contractor was...
Yes, go ahead. Yes. What happened?
The contractor was charged with changing the lock. That was his task for the day in this room. And if you've ever been to inside the ATM room for the consumer, if you're on the outside of it and you sometimes it says ATM's not working and you can hear someone behind it rattling around, that little room back there is where he was. This was a single ATM room, though, and he found himself completely stuck. He had no cell phone. He had left it in his work truck. And so he ingeniously decided, I don't even know how he did this, he started writing notes for help and sending them through the ATM machine, through the receipt section.
Really?
Brilliant.
So he sent a message through the receipt slot that said, please help, I'm stuck in here and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss. And he gave the phone number. And I don't really think anyone took him that seriously, but eventually someone did call the police, and the senior officer who showed up said, we came out here and sure enough, we hear a little voice coming from the machine. We thought it was all a joke. It had to be a joke, but it wasn't. There was a person.
I gotta tell you, I would think that was on candid camera. I would be like, oh, the show is back. Somebody's
right.
watching me.
Right. You think you're being punked. But it's amazing. I guess when you're behind the machine, he must have had direct access to the things to slide the paper through the receipt slot. I would have thought that would have come from the inner workings of the ATM.
How much money is in the average ATM? That's a good question.
It has to be a good amount, don't you think?
I mean, it's all 20s, too. They don't put anything bigger than 20s in.
Although, I don't know. At my bank, they started slipping out 50s or $100 bills.
Yeah, they have 50s and 10s in some of them.
Yeah. You'd think that it would be better to have the larger denomination. They wouldn't have to have
like
as much paper.
I don't like having larger bills.
Yeah, I don't want to carry a 50 around.
Oh, I carry 50s and 100s all the time.
Well, that's good to know next time I'm around you.
Money.
Yeah.
What's your address again? Because you don't lock your doors, right?
Right.
I didn't say I kept it in the drawer under my mattress. I said I kept it in my wallet. All right, speaking of money, here's a big executive from a big investment bank busted at the Tribeca Whole Foods in New York City, shoplifting a couple of $100. He tried to sneak out in his child's stroller. What a jerk. Jordan Lupu was spotted by store security, and the police showed up as he was leaving the supermarket just a couple of blocks away from his $3 million home. He was pushing his two children at the time, tried to remove three whole-body products and 28 grocery store items from displays and conceal them under his baby stroller. Good God. Security stopped him, recovered the items, and now he didn't have a receipt, obviously. So was the baby, what I was trying to get out of this, was that he had both of his children with him, right? In the stroller?
Yeah. He was, I guess, using them as decoys or something.
Good heavens.
Mules.
Yeah. So he has a $3 million home in the city, and he has a $1.4 million home out in Westchester. He said the judge told him if he stayed out of trouble for 6 months, the charges would be dropped. Now, do you think they would have done that if it had been some poor black guy?
Nope.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Nope.
It was a homeless guy who wandered into Whole Foods and stole something, he'd be in jail.
Well, he'd probably want to go to jail because then he'd get three squares a day and he'd be all set.
Well, even if that wasn't the case, I don't think it would have been.
Yeah.
Oh, if you don't do anything else for 6 months, it'll be expunged from your record.
Oh, you raped a girl in college. It's okay. You've been in jail for.
You've
six
had
months
a hard enough.
Yeah. Right. It's tough. Okay. All right. So,
But, you know, but don't you think, though, that
things
this
around
is,
a little bit.
But don't you think that this is a sign of, like, a mental illness or something? I mean,
yeah,
shoplifting, like, this is like the Winona Ryder thing, right?
The guy doesn't have enough omega-3s in his diet, and therefore his brain is shriveling.
Something.
Yeah, right. So you got to get the
That's why he was at Whole Foods, probably. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. I think I just wish I hadn't said what I just did.
About?
I remember somebody saying to me more than once as a child growing up, if you have nothing good to say, say nothing. And I don't know why I should argue. Some people
this
believe,
is not the first time that's happened.
No, it isn't. But
I can't keep track of which thing he regrets saying, like which part.
Well, this is what goes on in my mind as I argue with myself about what to do. I have a reputation of being a mild-mannered host on the air, and I've had that reputation pretty much for my entire career because I'm kind of that way in real life. It's hard to hide, having been on the air as long as I have been, to the audience who you really are. And I'm not one who necessarily wants to argue or stir things up. I don't like to engage in those conversations, and you all know that because I've said this on the air, I came from arguments. I grew up around arguments and fights, and I've apparently become not immune, but I have abstained. In relationships, I don't usually argue, fuss, or fight. I keep it inside of me, and it's not very healthy. But in a circumstance like that, when I just said what I did, I think to myself, okay, what is there harm in me having said that? That is, somebody took me to task the other day. A note from a lady who listens to the program in Georgia, because I said something about people in Georgia being racist, and she didn't like it at all. She said I should take it back because not all men are racist. I didn't say all men were racist, but that's what she took, because that's some people are more sensitive and they hear what they want to hear. I didn't say what she said that I said, but I did make a comment about the new Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Perdue, being a Georgian. I was talking to the fellow who's the president of Black Farmers Association in America, and I made a comment that I think I said something like, there are a lot of officials in Georgia. Now I'm thinking to myself, why am I going to compound it by saying over again,
I'm not sure that this is making the situation any better by going over. But yeah. I don't know.
You heard about what I said, so what did you think of what I said?
Well, I don't remember you saying anything racist about, you know.
That's what they think that it was, because I said a lot of white guys don't like black guys in the South. In Georgia,
everyone's going to be offended if you say something about their specific place or, you know, whatever, something that they think relates to them. But in this situation, I don't know the statistics about white men hating or being racist towards black people in Georgia. But I think statistically, you would be more inclined to find black men in prison who have stolen one thing from the grocery store than a bunch of rich guys who have stolen. I don't think you're wrong in this situation.
No.
So I don't think that
there's
any reason
to back you up on that.
Apologize.
Yeah,
for
but
it.
Here's
yeah.
the problem, and this is coming from someone who's worked and loved Dougie for how long now, Dougie? Like 11 years?
At least.
So the only time that I see you get yourself in trouble is when you generalize, and people take you to task every time because you generalize. You come on. And by the way, that's not what you should. I mean, that's kind of what you're supposed to do as a talk show host. I mean, it's not like you can specifically.
Stir the pot.
You can't drill down to every single person, but I know that you've gotten in trouble when you've come out and said, oh, Catholics are lunatics or or whatever it is. And that's the only thing that ever gets you
said
in trouble.
Some Catholics are lunatics instead of saying Catholics are. I should have said
no one would
some
ever,
Catholics
if you're
going to
make
lunatics.
A statement like that, no one's going to hear the sum anyway, so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, and that's why what I said the other day wasn't an indictment of all white men in Georgia, but that's the way this woman took it. So, but you get your own thing and help yourself to it. There's a study out that I'd like to talk about in a moment that will make the hair on the back of your neck or wherever it is on your body stand up. The total number.
Shaved.
The total number of the amount of money that Americans spent last year looking for parking. That number in a moment on the DJV Experience.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. This year's flu season was an especially tough one for middle-aged people. Unfortunately, the main reason for that is this year's flu vaccine wasn't as effective as hoped.
We're actually really good at predicting what's going to be going around and to find the right strain to put in the vaccine. The issue is that the vaccine, with using the current technologies, is not as effective as we'd like. Now, 60 to 70% effective is much better than not getting it all.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Pratish Tosh says research is aimed at developing a more effective vaccine.
There's a few different areas within influenza that our body, our antibodies are able to see that is really well conserved, and trying to target those for our new vaccines, and you know, maybe we can have sort of broader protection, and then working on new ways to sort of make that long-lasting and effective.
For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Vivian Williams.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
47 after the hour, the DJV Experience. Just one final comment on taking responsibility for what I say or what any of us say. This is a reflection. As I said, being on the air as many years as I have, I'm reflecting on sort of reflection, if you will. This is not about blame. Sometimes there are just things that are there that come. And I think over the years I've said, when it comes to, and the reason I'm going back to this is because it reflects on my childhood. I said I don't like to get into arguments and fusses and fights because of what I grew up around. And it sounds like I'm blaming my parents for that, and I don't know that that's true. I have to take responsibility because that's
not
the way
they're
I
not here
it.
To defend themselves.
Yeah. Okay. The problem that most people have when they drive and are going someplace specifically looking for parking. According to a traffic data study that was released this week, $73 billion in time, gasoline, the payment for the spot for whatever period of time. Let's say you have to go into a store for 10 minutes, but you still have to pay for an hour, that sort of thing. And traffic tickets for the U-turns that are made as we are desperately looking for a spot. We saw something on the other side of the street, so we make an illegal. $73 billion last year. New York tops the list.
Of course. I've probably contributed greatly to that.
Drivers spending an average of 107 hours a year,
mm-hmm.
4.5 days looking for parking.
Yep.
Los Angeles
is
second.
Don't worry, I'm right behind you. Yeah.
85 hours a year looking for parking. 4.3 billion in wasted time in New York. That's $2,200 per driver per year. However, if you look at the West Coast, the Angelians spend more time sitting in traffic jams, but that's like being parked from your...
I think I'd rather sit in traffic than wandering around the streets of New York looking for a parking spot.
How much time we spend is just as amazing. What a stat. 10:04 the hour here.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's 53 past the hour, the DJV experience. How many people have traveled and found themselves having a problem? The folks at Thomas Cook have put together a list of complaints from people, and I'm going to go through some of them. You will find them if you're a traveler. You may be able to identify not the with the complaint, but with the stupid people who come up with some of these stupid complaints. So complaints made by tourists to their travel agents up next here.
Life can be hectic, but help is available. Walmart Family Mobile is making it easier for busy on-the-go families to keep in touch. Whether you need more data, have a set budget, or simply need reliable coverage, Walmart Family Mobile has plans that offer better value, more data, and better coverage. New and improved unlimited plans from Walmart Family Mobile are powered by T-Mobile's nationwide 4G LTE network and make it easy to stay connected. With no contracts and no activation fees, getting started is simple. Pick from one of four unlimited plans starting at just $24.88 a month and check out the great deals available on new phones. You can even keep your own phone and switch. It's that easy. Thanks to clear monthly prices, no activation fees, and no late charges, families can save even more without having to sacrifice data or coverage. And you get additional savings with each new member you add to your account. For more, visit myfamilymobile.com.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
All right, so I just thought, Victoria, you'd find this interesting before we go through some of these ridiculous complaints from people who are on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
The story of this sacred island off the coast of Japan called Okinoshima.
Mm-hmm.
Okinoshima is a place that has been declared a World Heritage Site because of its archaeological and religious heritage, but you can't get there very easily, and women are not allowed on the island at all. Nobody knows why. Some say it stems from the belief that what goes on during a woman's cycle is impure, and that defiles the site.
Huh.
Good God. Men are the only ones allowed to visit the island, and you can only go one day a year. Before you step onto the island, you have to strip naked and bathe in the sea to get rid of your impurities. You cannot take anything there, nor can you take anything away from the site. And if you disclose the details of your trip, nope.
So it sounds like gay Vegas, basically, right? Everyone's naked, it's only guys, and you can't tell anyone what happens on the island.
All right, there you go.
There you go, Kara.
Kara's got it summed up in a moment. All right, so here's a list of some of the things that Thomas Cook says they have received from people who have booked holidays with them. For example, here's a lady who writes, "We booked an excursion to a water park, but nobody told us we had to bring our swimming suit and towels."
That. Oh, boy.
Here's somebody who went to a beach in the Caribbean and complained the beach was too sandy. Here's another complaint. "On my holiday to India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant served curry. I don't like spicy food." Hello.
Oh,
it's India, you moron. Let's see here. "A tourist at an African game lodge overlooking a waterhole spotted an aroused elephant, complained the sight of this beast ruined his honeymoon by making him feel inadequate."
That's funny.
That is funny.
That is very funny.
Let's
maybe
see,
his new wife was taking too much of a look at the elephant.
Yeah. "A woman threatened to call police after claiming she'd been locked in by staff when, in fact, she had mistaken the do not disturb sign on the back of the door as a warning to remain in the room." So she looks, get it?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's see here. "We found the sand on this beach was not like the sand in the brochure. Your brochure shows the sand is yellow, but it was actually white." Complaints about some of the travel complaints from people on. So don't put yourself in that category or that league, please, ladies and gentlemen. 59 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.